BFX.
Sam Beach Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Joy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the spelling of your first name?
Ava, A-V-A.
I'm sorry?
A-V-A.
A-V-A, and your last name?
Ross, R-O-S-S.
You said R-O-S-S?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify the callback number?
478-293-0836.
Alrighty, and would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Do you have your member ID number?
I got my policy number.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 30-CSGA 30-401146.
Okay, so that was 30, and then you said C as in cat, and then A as in apple?
S-G-A.
S as in Sam, G as in go, and then A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said 40s?
No, 30.
Three? Okay.
Then a four, and then another zero. And then 1146.
Gotcha. Okay, so that was 30, S as in Sam, G as in go, A as in apple, 30s.
No, ma'am, it's C-S-G-A.
C as in cat, then S as in Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so that was 30, C as in cat, S as in Sam, G as in go, A as in apple, 30s, then 401146.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any dashes in that number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I wasn't able to get anything pulled up with that policy number. Do you have your vehicle's VIN number?
No. No, had a VIN number. You want the account number?
No, ma'am. I can only get your policy looked up here for the policy number and then the vehicle number.
Okay, you had 30 CSGA 0-0-0-4-0-1-1-4-6.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I have here.
Yeah, you should put that the account number that I have.
Are you near your vehicle? The VIN number can be found on the vehicle.
Okay, yeah, I'm near it.
Okay, it should be located on, if you're looking outside of the vehicle, look at the bottom right-hand corner of the windshield.
Bottom right-hand corner of the windshield?
Yes, ma'am.
One.
So when you get ready to say the letters, can you use the phonetic alphabet?
Okay, it's one, G as in goat, K as in Kate, L as in farm, C as in cat, 1, 3, T as in Tom, 3-1 R as in roll 165177.
Okay. Okay, so I have 1, G as in go, K as in kangaroo, F as in fox, C as in cat, 1, 3, T as in Tom, 3, 1, R as in rose, 1, 6, 5, 1, 7, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you with Acceptance Insurance?
Yes.
Okay, okay, gotcha. All right, we have been having some difficulty getting them their policies pulled up in our system. Give me one second. Do you have, by any chance, do you have your paperwork that may have your effective date, your producer code, and plan letter?
Hold on, I'm gonna have to go and check my email.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Give me one. They've been having trouble pulling up acceptance policy. She needs some effective date. Lady name up. Okay, you said you need
the effective date, producer code, and plan letter.
Okay. Okay, the effective date. Where would I find the effective date?
It should be on the paperwork that you received when you first got the policy. That'll be the date that your policy went into effect.
Yeah. Okay, policy from 11/04/22.
Sorry, what was that?
No, just it says policy period from 11/04/2022.
Okay.
That's my VIN number. Oh yeah, it said original effective date. Yeah, that was 11/04/22. And what other number do you need? Like a policy number.
I need a producer code and then a plan letter.
A producer code. Policy customer service account. Would it be after the declaration page or something?
I'm not exactly sure where on the page it'll be, but it more than likely might be around the number of your policy number.
Okay. It's just a policy number effective date account. Account number, policy period. DVR. Endorsement changes. You said a declaration?
I know, ma'am.
Okay. CSO agent insured vehicle ID. And that's a copy of my own insurance card. Application. You said the producer number?
Yes, producer code and then the plan letter.
Okay, I got the producer code. I have to find the plan letter. Okay, it's 001-10-0869.
That was 0869?
Yes, ma'am, 0869.
Okay.
And it was one, he sent a producer letter. I don't see a producer letter.
Okay, so what I would suggest for our customers do in this instance, try to get a hold of your insurance company, and I would definitely verify just to make sure they haven't updated or changed your policy number. And then if that's still all the same, then I would definitely get that plan letter and then just keep the producer code and the effective date, and then just give us a call back whenever you have that information so we can get you pulled up in our system.
I don't know. I think acceptance is closed.
I'm pretty sure they have like some type of customer service that'll be 24/7, or something of that matter. I don't actually have like, you know, their number or anything like that. But I would definitely give it a try because as of now, if I just continued without this information, you would have a complete out of pocket expense for today.
Okay. You said I needed what now?
The effective date, you have your producer code, and then a plan letter. And then I will just verify that they haven't changed or updated your policy number in any type of way.
Effective date, producer code, and what else?
A plan letter.
Okay, and a plan letter, all right. Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.